on this edition of Our Town. Joining me is the new director of operations over at the Public Works. August Murphy is here today. How are you doing?
I'm good, George. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I hadn't gotten to meet you yet, so I want to kind of get to know you a little bit and then maybe find out what's happening with Public Works these days. Obviously, took over for Mike Miller. Did you get to sit in his shoes while he was still there, or was this something that you just kind of walked in after he left?
Yeah, so he gave a pretty good notice, and at that point then, in training and applying for that role in Public Works, I got an opportunity for several months to get the chance to fill in some of those roles and, yeah, get trained up to succeed when it went official, yeah.
So what were some of the responsibilities you had prior to that? What was your kind of area of expertise, or was it like a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
Well, yeah, and so I've been at Public Works for now over 19 years, and I've had many roles there, starting as the meter reader back in 2007. So working in the water department, after a period of time there, I went for the city inspector job, acquired that, did that for several years. Then transitioned to a supervisory role at the treatment plants and oversaw those for a while. And then, yeah, 5 years ago from then, I became the assistant public works director. So, yeah, quite a wide range and transition over the last couple decades almost.
So I'm just curious, prior to 2007, what were you doing then?
Well, I've always been here. This is my community. I worked.
Were you born here?
No. But I came here in the late 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. And once I was age of working, I have been working ever since. I had another career at Les Schwab here in town. So I spent 15 years there before taking an opportunity with the city.
So you've been working a long time then, huh?
Indeed.
So, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, you're not going to be retiring soon, are you?
No, I got a couple more decades in me. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know, what are some of the things you kind of like to do? Are you into fishing and hunting and stuff like that? Or are you?
Family.
Family stuff?
Some, you know, a lot of my family is pretty avid gardeners. We like to, you know, be outdoors during the summer months and with the opportunity now, I've got my first two grandkids are just a year and a half and just a few months old. So getting used to being a grandpa is quite fun.
Yeah, it is. That's cool. So obviously you've seen everything that's gone on. You've seen everything that's that happened up until you took the position. Did anything surprise you when you came into the role? Or were you pretty much prepared?
I wouldn't say so much surprised as, you know, there's intricacies everywhere. So we take on a lot, we do a lot, and we have quite a comprehensive background, each one of us in public works. So it works well, and we have a lot of wide-ranging expertise.
I imagine it's a pretty heavy workload with everything that the city public works is involved in.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Yep. From from every
cleaning
part of
the streets to
utility infrastructure, you know, you name it, water, wastewater, sewer, storm, streets. We take care of the facilities, all of the public buildings, city hall and such. So, yeah, it's a lot of responsibility. We're a motivated crew.
This might be random because I don't know where I heard it, but I heard that there was talk possibly of maybe doing some underground utilities in the Old Town area. Is that something that is in the future works?
Yeah.
FEMA thing has a lot to do with goes out. But.
Yeah, there is a vision for updating the Old Town area. It is, you know, underground. It's pretty much our oldest part of town. So all of the utility infrastructure down there is ready to be replaced. And along with a project like that, you know, we would hope to be streetscaping too while we go and make significant upgrades to improve traffic patterns. Parking, of course, is always an issue down there. So it would be a big project. We hope to get some of the planning work underway in this biennium.
What are some of the projects that are upcoming in the next several years?
Well, during this biennium, right out of our work plan, we've already underway designing a small stormwater pump station on the Coast Guard Road that to alleviate, some slippage that's happened over the last few years along the edge of the river. We've done the first phase of building a new well 14, so we're going to put another groundwater production well out in our well field so we can add a little bit more water production to our capabilities. Other than that, some neat stuff along next to the public works facility. We're looking to do a cardlock fuel station to have some sort of a stockpile of fuel in town so that there's not only some efficiency upgrades, but an emergency supply if, the worst happens. We would have at least some means of sustaining ourselves and, the generators and whatnot. The public works yard, we hope to do an expansion on that to increase a little bit of our storage, just a natural build out of that facility. There's a lot of other stuff in the works. Designing some of our wastewater pump stations. We hope to have a couple of our major pump stations redesigned so that we can find ways to put them into reality in the next few years. So,
sounds like there's a lot going on.
And I'm tip of the iceberg there.
So how is this going? I know I talked to City Manager Erin Reynolds earlier in the week, and she was saying that administrative staff has kind of dwindled and you're looking to replace one of three positions. How has that affected your workload?
Oh, it's a challenge. One of our vacancies is the administrative assistant to public works. So just the day-to-day operations and bookkeeping, without that person on hand, that falls onto the larger group. So we've spread the wealth and are taking care of business while we look to hire someone and, go through that organizational review that Erin speaks to.
But as far as the work staff goes, you're pretty much solid there. You got a good crew.
Oh, we have an amazing crew. Yeah, I work with a lot of professionals that care a lot about their duties and taking care of this community, the health of this community, and the environment around it. We're passionate about that, and we're proud to do it.
I appreciate it. August Murphy, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, have a good day. Coming up next on the April edition of Our Town, Art Donnelly talks candidly about the situation with Mapleton Water District. Take a look at that coming up on this edition of Our Town.